Hallelujah. Well, just lift our hands to the Most High God and begin to bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. He's here. The Lord of hosts is here Himself. Worship Him, adore Him, give Him glory tonight. He's about to surprise you. Praise Him. Praise Him. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Magnify His holy name. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to Your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. We are serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. We are serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, we are serving. King of kings and Lord of lords, the King of glory Himself, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts, the great I am that I am, the Rock of ages, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Most High, the Almighty. Glory be to Your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank You for Monday. Thank You for Tuesday. Thank You for yesterday. Thank You in advance for today. And please thank You in advance for tomorrow. Please, Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Like never before, tonight, surprise Your children. Do something we can never forget. At the end of it all, take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people and prophesy to them and say, God will surprise you tonight. And then you may please be seated. As at 6 p.m. this evening, the number of babies born had increased to 15. Four boys, 11 girls. Let the girls shout, praise the Lord. And let the boys roar, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to thank God for all the ministers of God who administered through us tonight. Thank you very, very much. God will continue to prosper your ministries. And I think we should give the Lord another round of applause for the choir. They are getting better and better every day. It shall be well with you. Oh Lord, tonight is a night when finally the devil is going to leave somebody alone. Genesis chapter 1. From verse 1 to 3. Genesis 1 from verse 1 to 3. And while you are opening your Bibles, of course, I'm sure you know that tomorrow we'll be ministering from the new arena. And of course, we know this place will be full also, so everything will be on here. Some people have already gone ahead to the new auditorium in anticipation. Tomorrow is going to be glorious in Jesus' name. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The power of a soldier is determined by who is behind him. In Acts chapter 19, from verse 11 to 17, Acts 19, 11 to 17, the Bible tells us that God performed special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body, handkerchiefs, aprons were taken to people who needed help. And they were healed, and demons departed from them. Then some vagabonds, seven sons of Sceva, saw a madman. He said, "In the name of Jesus that Paul preaches, devil come out." It's very important to pay attention to what the devil said. He said, "Jesus, I know." "Paul also, I know. But who are you?" So the devil himself said clearly to those vagabonds before he beat them thoroughly. He said, "I know Jesus. I know the power behind Paul. If Jesus asks me to get out, I will get out. If Paul asks me to get out, I will get out. Not because of Paul, but because of Jesus behind him." In 1 Samuel chapter 22, if you read from verse 1 to 2, 1 Samuel chapter 22 from verse 1 to 2, the Bible tells us that David went to a cave called the cave of Adullam. And when he got into that cave, all manners of people, debtors, people in distress, people who had problems, they gathered themselves together to him. And he became captain over them. The implication is clear. The debtors were saying, "As long as David is our captain, if we want to come and collect your money by force, you will have to deal with David first." And David was a giant killer. Now, if you stick to your commander-in-chief, you will soon become like him. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8, 2 Samuel 23, verse 8, just from verse 8 to the end of the chapter, these same vagabonds, debtors, people in distress, who are practically hopeless people, became referred to in the Bible as David's mighty men. David killed only one giant called Goliath. But Goliath had four brothers, and the four were killed by David's men. Please pay attention to my word tonight. I'm believing God for someone. Tonight, your victory will come at last. If you read 2 Samuel chapter 21, from verse 15 to 22, 2 Samuel 21, verse 15 to 22. The Bible tells us that Goliath had four brothers. One of them was even so unbelievably big. He had a total of 12 fingers and 12 toes. When he couldn't grow any bigger, he just increased the number of fingers and toes. They were all killed by David's men, those who started off as useless men. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Thank you, Father. The Lord asked me to pause a little and talk to you about two testimonies we had tonight. One pastor testified. And by this time last year, he was in a big storm. And the word of God came that the storm was over. And before Christmas, the storm was over. Now God asked me to tell someone here tonight, you won't have to wait till Christmas. Your own storm will be over tonight. He also asked me to comment a little about that testimony concerning one member of the choir. God spoke from this mountain that there be no death. And then the doctor said the baby in her womb was dead. But she said, that's not what my daddy said. So daddy asked me to tell someone that fearful report of the doctor. Tear it up. Because he asked me to tell you, your son will not set in the afternoon. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Thank you, Father. Says, as we behold the Lord, as if in a glass, we are changed into his image from glory to glory. So, your commander-in-chief said, in John chapter 14, verse 12, John 14, verse 12, he said, the works that he did, you shall do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because he says, he was going back to the Father. As the Lord who calls me lives, you will not live here like you came in, Jesus. Yeah, but we just keep going very gently. Still we get to where we're going. The first time that our commander-in-chief spoke the first time God made a statement. In Genesis chapter 1, as you read it from verse 1 to 3, he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Daddy spoke to me this afternoon while I was praying. He said, when he said, "Let there be light," he didn't whisper. It was a command. But he was loud and clear. When he said, "Let there be light." And he told me that if I just take a look at John chapter 11, from verse 39 to 44, John 11, 39 to 44, when Lazarus had been dead 4 days, and Jesus was calling him out, Jesus didn't speak quietly. The Bible said he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And the irreversible was reversed. I want to encourage you to stand on your feet and roar, not just shout. And I said, "Let there be light." Thank you, Daddy. I want to rejoice with you. Because just as you were shouting, something shifted in the spiritual realm. I want to beg you. I'm sure by now you must have realized that this Congress is not like the other ones. Just like a baby, just like a baby. With all your strength, shout hallelujah.
Thank you.
You may be seated. But you see, it may sound to some of you as child's play. But when there's going to be an earthquake, one way we know is that there's noise deep down in the earth before the eruption. When an aeroplane is about to take off, there is noise. You just do something. Because your takeoff is about to begin. Can you just bear with me? Be like a baby again tonight. Stand on your feet and shout hallelujah. Please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated. Thank you, Lord. Now you have to pray for me so that I'll be able to preach. Now, before God spoke in that text, Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, the Bible tells us that after God made the heaven and the earth, certain conditions were there. He said the earth was without form and void. And then, of course, darkness was upon the face of the deep. So we know there's a link between the formlessness and the emptiness. Formless, without form, is interpreted by Bible scholars to mean confused,
There was confusion. And wherever darkness is, there's bound to be confusion. I mean, for example, in the story of the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34. Ah, thank you, Father. Then he asked me to tell somebody, from now on, no more confusion. In Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 34, we have a classical example of what we could call confusion. It was this lady was maturing, and then she began to menstruate. I'm sure she must have been glad. I'm reaching maturity. One of these days, I'll be married, and I'll be having my own children. Thank you, Father. Daddy asked me to tell someone, you already passed the age of childbearing. But as the Lord lives, by this time next year, you will bring your children. But then, when a woman is menstruating 4 days, 5 days, the whole thing will stop, at least until next month. As in the case of this woman, the blood just kept flowing. What was supposed to be a blessing became a curse. And then she went from one doctor to another doctor to another doctor. Nobody needs to tell you that she was confused. If there's anyone here whose blessing seemed to be turning to a curse, in the name that's above every other name, in your life, confusion is over. So let there be light means let there be no more confusion. But then confused can also mean stormy. It means there's a storm. Because whenever there is a storm, actually, it means the wind that is normally to be blowing gently, cooling everybody, the water that is supposed to be just doing its own thing, all of a sudden the two of them will combine and create a problem. When you read Acts of the Apostles chapter 27 from verse 18 to 44, Acts 27, 18 to 44, you will discover that there is a link between darkness and storms. When Paul was on a voyage, a storm came, and he said there was no light for days. When there is darkness, there will be storms. But it takes only one word from our commander-in-chief to end all storms. In Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 to 41, Mark 4, 35 to 41, when Jesus Christ told the disciples, let's go over to the other side, and he was lying in the ship and he was asleep, and the storm came, definitely there's confusion here. There's confusion because the disciples must be asking them, saying, what's going on? What Jesus Christ said is that we are to go to the other side, and not that we are going to sink. Number two, how can the Son of God be sleeping in the boat and yet there is a storm? You could remember what one of them said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Occasionally, you as a child of God have found yourself in one situation or the other. You are beginning to wonder, God, where are you? Every one of you who are in a situation where you are asking God, where are you? He will answer you today. And my father asked me to tell you emphatically that today, in your life, the storm is over. And that's not all. Before, God said, let there be light. The earth was not only formless, confused, stormy. The Bible says it was void. That means empty. Until God spoke and said, let there be light, that is when fullness came. If you read from Genesis chapter 1, from verse 20 to 22, Genesis 1, 20 to 22, that's where everything began to come in abundance. I know many nations of the world are going through financial problems. That I have the authority of my Father in heaven to tell you, irrespective of what is happening, you will never lack again. Yeah. Now, when God says, let there be light, if he says, let there be light to an individual, several things will follow. I've preached on Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52, several times. Because the only thing that really happened to Bartimaeus that day was that Jesus Christ spoke and said, let there be light. If God says to you, and I believe he will say so tonight, if he says, let there be light in your life, one of the things that will happen is that stagnation will end. But Miles couldn't move. He had been on one spot for years. No promotion. Unless you want to become chief beggar. But the moment God said, let there be light to Bartimaeus, he never even begged again. He threw away the garment of poverty. In the name of the one who arranged this meeting, your promotion begins. Your poverty in any form whatsoever comes to an end tonight. And you know, there was one beautiful testimony again that we had tonight about one sister who danced to the altar and now has a wonderful man for a husband. See, when God says, let there be light, your days of loneliness will be over. Because Bartimaeus was a lonely man. You know, when he was asking Jesus for light, all the people around were asking him to shut up. He had no friends. But the moment light came, the moment God decided he was going to speak light into his life, even the enemies became friends. I decree to someone tonight, all those who have been blocking your way to breakthrough, they will become your friends. If God says, let there be light to a family, it means the storms in the family will be over. In Matthew chapter 17, from verse 14 to 18, Matthew 17, 14 to 18, the Bible tells us the story of a man who came to Jesus, came to the disciples first, they were not able to help, then came to Jesus and told the story of a child who had been tormented by forces of darkness from birth. You can imagine the torment of that father. How many times the devil had tried to throw the boy into fire, throw the boy into water to destroy. You know, occasionally when we hear testimonies and I see the way some of us react, I always wonder, do you really follow the story? When that woman was testifying about the girl that had cancer of the eye, I was trembling. Imagine if that is your baby. And you are saying, what's going on, Lord? What kind of storm is this? Watching, as the doctor said, the cancer will eat up the eye will come out of the socket. God. And then my father stepped in and he said, let there be light. And the eye that was supposed to go blind, the eye that was supposed to come out of the socket, is now what we can see, everything normal.
I thought we would have got up and dance and shout and... In Matthew 15, from verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, a woman came to Jesus Christ. Say, have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil. The woman was not the one sick, but she couldn't have peace because her daughter was mad. That's why when the Lord said, I can't give the bread of children to dogs, he said, dog or no dog, I'm not moving. I have no plan B. Thank God for those of us who don't have problems with our children. But there are problems in the world. There are problems in many families. There are parents of children who are stealing. There are parents of children who are into drugs. There are parents who do not even know what they can't even tell the pastor what the problem is. But I stand on this altar tonight, and I decree in the name that's above every other name, every storm in your family is over. When a son grabs his father and smashes him to the wall, the father, me? I'm your father. He said, yes. Why are you doing this to me? I just want to show you I'm stronger than you. That's a storm. That's a storm. But after tonight, in all your homes, there'll be no more storms. When God says, let there be light to you, it could mean that in your career, there'll be no more fruitless efforts. When we get to heaven, I would love to corner Peter. You know, over there we have plenty of time. No night there. I say, Peter, tell me, what really happened that day? When you fished all night and the Lord came into your boat. Tell me the truth. What was going on in your mind? Because I can guess. He fished all night and failed all night. I believe the Lord met him there at the beach that morning, because he was afraid to go home because mother-in-law was at home. How do you go home empty-handed after fishing all night? What must be going on in his mind? Now I am sea strong. I can fish all night. And I'm already a total failure. What's going to happen when I grow old? But the light of the world came into his boat.
I spoke a word. All of you who have been struggling and you have nothing to show for it, today, in the name that's above every other name, let there be light. Those of you who are students, you can relate to this. Exam is coming. You had prepared. Very good student. You never miss classes. Exam is coming. You read. You prepared. You did everything. And then you got into the examination hall and you blank out. I know it. It has happened to me before. You suddenly look at everything and all that you have learned just seem to vanish. I decree in the name of my Father in heaven, all you students who are here, you will fail no more. Many of us who have been working, laboring for years, there's nothing to show for it. It's as if we are lazy. But it's because darkness has been there, hindering us, making sure that we will have no results. Before the sun rises tomorrow, in your life, in your career, there will be light. When God says, let there be light, and it's directed at your city, your town, your village, things will change. Do you know that some of the smallest villages are producers of almost all the great men you see in the world? Because there's something in the village that will not allow this big one to stay. So many of them escaped before forces of darkness could finish them. But if God can speak light into that village, things will change. In 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 19 to 22, 2 Kings 2, 19 to 22, the people of Jericho came to Elisha and said, "Sir, our city is beautiful as you can see. But that's all you see, the beauty on the surface. Deep down we have problems. There's barrenness, there is death, there is sorrow." And the man of God spoke on behalf of God and decreed that there be no more death, there be no more barrenness. I decree to all your villages, all your towns, from tonight onward, there will be light. And I pray that when God speaks light tonight, that light will cover our nations. You know, I said something during the Abuja Holy Ghost service, which I'm not going to repeat, because I nearly got into trouble for saying the truth. Certain things happen, at least in my nation, Nigeria, that will cause you to wonder, are we under a curse? There are nations that do not have all the resources we have. And yet, they seem to be doing better than we are doing. And it's not as if... Let me leave that out. Let me just say, tonight, in the name that's above every other name, there will be light in our nations. Now, the beauty of it all is this. Your commander-in-chief can delegate power. He can say, all right, I'm the commander-in-chief. And look at you and say, what's your name? Corporal John. And he said, all right, from now on, I make you a general. If the commander-in-chief says so, it is so. May I decree to some soldiers here tonight, in the name that's above every other name, you are now a general. I've told you the story of something that happened in America a couple of years ago. We were in a lift, myself, my wife, and some of my children. And then my wife turned to a particular fellow there and said, Pastor so and so. And all the others said, it's not a pastor. I smiled. The first lady had called him a pastor. From now on, he is a... There's someone here tonight. It is already written in heaven. You are now a general. And you want to ask me, how do I know? I didn't plan that. It's not in my notebook. If he came without my planning for it, it must have come from heaven. And there is someone here. From now on, you are a general in the army of God. And if the devil doesn't like it, let him go and sue God. Tell your neighbor, I'm sure I'm that general. Your commander-in-chief can delegate powers. That's where we are going tonight. He said, at your commander-in-chief, said in Matthew 18, verse 18, He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Bible scholars, those who really know the Bible, no, I'm just a small student, said what God was saying is, whatever you allow on earth shall be allowed in heaven. Whatever you disallow on earth shall be disallowed in heaven. Today, in the life of every one of you, I disallow tragedy. I disallow sorrow. I disallow failure. I allow breakthrough. So in the name of our commander-in-chief, you are going to make some decrees tonight. You know, in Job chapter 22, from verse 21 to 28, Job 22, 21 to 28, Bible says, if you just do the will of God, surrender 100% to your commander-in-chief, he said, you will decree a thing and it will be established unto you. And in Mark chapter 16, from verse 17 to 18, Mark 16 from verse 17 to 18, your commander-in-chief says, these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, the first thing that he said you will deal with is forces of darkness. In my name, they will cast out devils. Put it in another language. In my name, they will decree, let there be light. So you're going to do some decreeing tonight. And you're going to do those decrees by faith. Because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. You're going to do those decrees as anointed soldiers of Christ. And they're going to be very serious decrees. But before we begin that, because what we're about to do is extremely serious, if you are here and you are not a child of God, and you are beginning to make these decrees, the devil may look at you and say, I know Jesus. I know Pastor Adeboye. Because who are you? So that you don't get into trouble, if you are not already a true child of God, you better come forward very quickly. Let the blood of Jesus Christ wash away your sins. And then you have the authority, the backing of Jesus Christ to make the decrees that we are about to make tonight. Now, come and stand before the altar and cry to Jesus Christ for salvation. And we will join our faith with yours, and God will save your soul, and then you can be partakers of what is about to follow. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ,
The choice is yours. If you want to come out of darkness into light, you better do so tonight. Cry to the Almighty God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Please save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Let your blood wash me clean. And let him become a true child of God. And I promise you, I will serve you all the days of my life. I want you to be my Lord. Be my Savior. Take over my life completely. Go ahead, cry unto him. Ask him to save your soul, and he will do so. And the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these, our new brothers and sisters, and intercede for them, that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Please pray for them, that God will wash them clean in his blood, that he will receive them into the family of God tonight. That from now on, the Lord will continually take care of them. Pray for them, brethren. Pray for them. Pray for them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. My Father and my God, I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for these people who have decided to surrender their life to you. Please remember your promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will nowise cast out. They've come to you now, Lord. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away their sins. Save their souls. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, any time they cry unto you, answer them by fire. Don't let them backslide. Let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Congratulations to those of you who have come forward for salvation. I want to rejoice with you, because by the grace of God, from now on, I'll be praying for you. Your names, your address, and your prayer request. I promise you, I'll be praying for you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
You're about to issue some decrees concerning yourself, concerning your home, concerning your career, concerning your towns and villages, and concerning your nation. And please, don't pray gently tonight. I want you to be lions and lionesses tonight. When we finish, you can become ladies and gentlemen again. Don't let pride rob you of the miracle of this moment. If you can stand, please stand. Number one, you lift your voice loud and clear and say, in the name of Jesus, in my life, let there be light. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, in my life, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In my life, beginning from now, let there be light. Thank you, Father. Amen. Then you follow and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command Satan, leave me alone. You better pray. You better make it loud and clear. Leave me alone. I decree. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to the Almighty God loud and clear and say, in the name of Jesus, in my home, let there be light. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then you follow that up quickly and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off my family. Open your mouth and cry unto the Almighty God. I command Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus, take your dirty hands off my family. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off my family. Take your hands off my family, Satan. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Then you lift your voice to him and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, in my career, let there be light. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. In my career, in my ministry, in my business, let there be light. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then you follow that up and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, I command you, get out of my career. Go ahead, cry to the Almighty God. Get out of my business. Get out of my ministry. Get out of my educational career. Get out, Satan. I command you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, in the name of Jesus, in my town, let there be light. Go ahead, cry unto the Almighty God. Let there be light in my town, in my village, in my city. Let there be light. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And you follow that up immediately by saying, in the mighty name of Jesus, every evil altar in my village and town be uprooted tonight. Go ahead, cry unto the Almighty God. Every evil altar, every satanic altar in my village, in my town, in my city, be uprooted tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then you lift up your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in my nation, let there be light. Go ahead and talk to the Almighty God. Let there be light. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, if you have your smartphones, yeah, turn it to the torchlight section. That's good. Just put it on. Put it on all over. You will now cry to God with all your heart and say, Father, all over me, let there be light. Go ahead, cry unto the Almighty God. All over me, let there be light. All over me, let there be light. All over me, let there be light. Let there be light. All over me, let there be light. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There's one more prayer you are going to pray, but I want to pray for you first. Daddy, I thank you. I thank you for tonight. From the moment you spoke and said, let there be light, light had continued to shine all over your children here tonight. Let there be light. Physically, let there be light. Materially, let there be light. Maritally, let there be light. Emotionally, let there be light. In their careers, let there be light. In their homes, let there be light. In their towns and villages, let there be light. In their nations, let there be light. I stand tonight as a representative of the Most High God, the one who originally said, let there be light, and there was light. And I hereby decree, from this moment onward, Satan, leave these people alone. Get out of their homes. Get out of their businesses. Get out of their careers. Get out of their churches. Satan, get out of our nations. In the name that's above every other name, your light will never go out. You will continue to shine forever. And in the kingdom of God, you will still be shining there. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, I have decreed it. Amen. Now wave your light, wave the light, let the devil be mad. Wave the light. All over. Wave the light. Glory be to God. And then finally, and ministers of God, you are free to retire from the altar. You lift the light up one more time. And say, in the mighty name of Jesus, as a soldier of Christ, I will shine for Jesus. Forever. Go ahead, pray that prayer. I will shine for Jesus forever.